In the 1984 sci-fi movie Blade Runner, Harrison Ford plays a cop tracking down renegade androids. In one scene, his character uses a computer to dissect a multidimensional photograph to reveal a suspect.
All right. Stop. Enhance 5719. Track 45 left. Stop.
Technology hasn't reached that level just yet. But Michael Howard, a cyber cop with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, or DATCAP, uses several computers to nail online lawbreakers. Like many workers, Howard starts the day by reviewing email at his Madison cubicle.
However, the difference is that the email that I check is usually my undercover email accounts. I'll check those accounts to see if I've received any information that might lead me to believe that someone's attempting to commit a fraud or a scam online. That will help me conduct an investigation. Role-playing is a necessary tool, just like the identity of a fraudster is difficult to determine. Mine would be as well.
Howard often plays patsy to find and unravel internet scams, from pyramid schemes to auction fraud.
Here's a sample complaint. There was a certain amount paid for an item, and the item never arrived. Some of the checks that were used, and here's some email correspondence between the victim and the suspect. What we're missing is relevant header information, which would allow us to determine exactly where these emails were being sent from and determine exactly who those fraudsters are.
DATCAP can pry even more information from private companies through subpoenas. Howard says criminals are setting themselves up for a fall whenever they try to swindle people.
I think a lot of fraudsters still believe that the internet is a consequence-free environment. However, these online crooks, they don't realize that there are local, state, and federal agencies and private companies who are working collaboratively to shut them down.
But with roughly 3,000 to 5,000 internet-related complaints a year, Janet Jenkins, a DATCAP administrator, says it's tough to chase and nail down crooks.
Because it's difficult to determine who the perpetrators are. One can change one's email address essentially in the blink of an eye, so they can be one place one minute and somewhere totally different the next. And also we find that the perpetrators are out of the country.
Jenkins says many perpetrators work outside federal and state jurisdiction in places like Romania and Nigeria. But DATCAP experts say virus protection programs that keep spyware from stealing data can thwart some crimes. They add never give sensitive information to someone you're unsure of, as no reputable credit card company or bank asks clients for account information over the internet. Meanwhile, over in Milwaukee, another cyber cop is at his computer tracking another breed of criminal.
I'm signing on to America Online as a 13-year-old girl. To look at literally hundreds of these chat rooms out there, most of them are sex rooms.
Special Agent Eric Zakowski is with the Internet Crimes Against Children Unit under the State Department of Justice. He visits chat rooms, posing as either a young boy or girl, trolling for potential sexual predators. One, calling himself Mr. Culture, responds right away to Zakowski's alias.
Mr. Culture approached me and said, "Hello, how are you today?" with a smiley face. I said, "Fine, you?" He responds, "I'm horny. Are you a girl age?" And I say, "What do you mean?"
Since 2000, Zakowski has arrested more than 70 men who traveled from all across the U.S. to have a sexual rendezvous with someone they thought was a minor. But Zakowski says the war is far from over.
I think the internet has opened Pandora's box to a world of criminal activity.
Zakowski says when the Center for Missing and Exploited Children set up a cyber tip line in 1998, they got 5,000 calls the first year. Last year, the number of complaints about sexual predators in children was more than 120,000. For cyber cops like Zakowski and Michael Howard, the satisfaction of catching a few crooks must compensate for the many more well beyond their department's ability to tackle. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.